The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. So, a lot to get to, and we will do a lot of it again on Monday, as it'll be game day. But a variety of things coming out of yesterday and now this morning with Matt LaFleur at the podium earlier. I want to start, though, Tausch, with the kicking situation.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, who's kicking on Monday?
I don't know. And I know you love it when I say that, but I don't.
I do.
It's a competitive situation.
Hmm.
Okay. So is McManus healthy enough to kick or not? Because if it's a competitive situation, is he healthy? And now you just can't decide who you're going to kick? Like, this has become a bit of an issue.
Conundrum, if you will.
A quandary. Quagmire. I don't know, Jim. Like, hindsight is 20/20, Matt LaFleur has told us, and a phrase that has never been used by anyone else in the history of the world. But this has been... I don't know how you don't look at this and go, gosh, I wish we would have put him on IR. Or maybe they should just put him on IR now to absolutely ensure that he is 100% healthy, and we'll see if Lucas Haversick can stay perfect the rest of the way while he's out. I don't know what they're going to do on Monday night. We're going to talk to Rich Bisaccia today because today is Thursday in the Packers world schedule-wise. But, like, what are we doing here? Now it's an open competition?
Yeah, it's been mismanaged, there's no doubt, and that's why I gave special teams a big fat F yesterday. Kicking was the one thing you really felt good about coming into this season. You didn't know who was going to kick, return, or punt because your star kick returner told you all offseason you didn't want to do it. Punt returning into putting a guy back there that never has done it, and now you have a guy with a concussion history and a big old guardian cap back there. It's your number one wideout. Returning punts, and I don't hear any of the same, oh, you can't put your number one wide up back there.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. It's such a – that to me is the idiocy of media sometimes. I don't get that. Explain it to me later. I don't need to know it right now. But the kicking, it's been mismanaged, and it was all good. McManus was humming along. He missed the one kick. We gave Domofsky grief. And then I don't remember if it was a Thursday or Friday, you broke into the show and said – Matt LaFleur is very concerned about Brandon McManus's quad. And for whatever reason, you go pick up Haversick, he comes in and kicks his keister off. And all of a sudden, the guy's quad got better. Don't know if that was because this. We don't know. I can tell you, human nature would tell me, if I'm McManus, I'm saying, well, I don't want this kid going out and making five more kicks and setting the world's record for our franchise. I'm going to be out of a job, so I better get my butt back out there. That's what I would think. I don't know if that's what he thought. That's how I would think as a player.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
He goes out there, and he struggled, and he's missed, and he's missed easy kicks. He's missed long kicks. He has struggled, and now he's in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So the easy answer here, especially with you have to bring a tight end up, you're going to have to do – this isn't – keeping two kickers on the roster – is not where you want to be. You want to have one on the practice squad and one kicking, and you feel good. Develop the young guy. Well, Haversick, unfortunately, for everybody but him, he's done a great job, and he's going to get snapped up. I see. I don't know what team picked up that heavy set kicker. I sent you guys that video of him. Big, heavy set,
kicker.
Strong kicker. The thick kicker, they called him.
Yeah.
Somebody's picking up Haversick because he's been perfect.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay needs to IR McManus, let him get a beat, 4 weeks, let him go, see what you got with Haversick, and I think you're going to have to keep two kickers on this active roster after that 4 weeks, unless he's not healthy, and you roll with it, and then this offseason, you let it roll. That's what I think you end up doing here, because you certainly cannot just trust, I think McManus will be back. I don't trust him right now. And you know who else doesn't? The Packers. Because you know what they wouldn't be doing? in the middle of November, early November,
having a competition,
opening up a competition on November 7th before the biggest game of your season. So it's a mess. IR him, Haversick, go make some kicks, and then let's reboot and reload in a couple weeks and see where we're at for this postseason push.
All right, I want to ask you a little bit about a juxtaposition between the Packers and the Eagles' approach in the last week or so as well. We'll do that next after you tell us about Coors Lights.
Oh, Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill in those mountains. On Coors Light's cold activated in bottles and cans, they turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. So it is always Coors Light in my hand. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company of Golden, Colorado.
More Packers conversation on Wilde and Tausch next, so stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less?
Tausch, I know you've got something cooking. Pun very much intended. A little bit later. Before you can do that, though, you need to tell us about UW Credit Union, which I'm sure you and Chris McIntosh are both members of.
Well, for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you, proudly serving Wisconsin. For over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And you talk about NIL and supporting athletics and supporting the community and being out all over the state of Wisconsin. Well, UW Credit Union does all of that. They also, you get Bucky. Big fans of Bucky. You love Wisconsin like I do. You can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
So, Tausch, how do you look at the juxtaposition between what the and look, the Packers are one of what, six, seven teams that have brought in or will bring in Asante Samuel Jr. for a visit. Now, the NFL transaction wire differentiates between coming in for a workout, tryout, and coming in for a visit, which means he didn't work out for them. Now, I'm sure their medical staff gave him a workout, examining him after his spinal fusion surgery. Played four games last year, then had stinger symptoms that led to the surgery. 2021 second round pick, but there's a lot of interest, but there's also just a lot of questions when it comes to that. But if you look at what the Eagles did in the week leading up to the trade deadline, they capped it with Jalen Phillips, the pass rusher from the Dolphins. Before that, Michael Carter II, corner from the Jets in a trade. And then our old friend Jair Alexander, who can I can only assume will be a captain, self-appointed or not, if he is indeed active for Sunday's game. Packers, they lose Tucker Kraft. They are going to be without Nate Hobbs for a couple weeks. They did not make a trade at the deadline. What, if anything, should we take from those two distinctly different approaches to two teams that are both contending?
Well, I believe Philadelphia probably looks at it and thinks that they needed more help, that their group has not been as good. They haven't had the pass rush that they've had when they've won championships, and their formula is to do that. I mean, I think Brian Gutekunst would have loved to have been able to, you know, grab a corner. Maybe it'll be Samuel. Maybe his health will check out and they can bank on that. But I don't think Goody had the luxury after making the big splash move and one that Philadelphia tried to do, FYI. Mm-hmm. They also went after Micah Parsons. And obviously the Cowboys said, no. They didn't have the same capital to go do that. Packer fans that are down on Goody and on the Packers will say, well, they never do that. They don't ever make a move at the trade deadline, and that's why we're sitting here 15 years later without a championship. All right. Philadelphia has looked at it, and they have continually looked to tinker. They're not as much of a develop and grow group with youth and younger players.
It's true.
And we'll see. We'll see which formula. Now, Philly's got two championships in the last 4 years? 5 years, whatever
five
it is.
5 years, I think, yep.
The Packers have not. So it's a matter of, I think Green Bay has used its capital. They went big, and I think it's a bold, beautiful move, but they weren't able to go find anyone that fit within the restrictions of what they could do during the deadline, and I think they feel good that this team needs to just clean up and grow with the guys that they have in their locker room.
You obviously played in some big games, including the 4th and 26th game against Philadelphia. I know Keyshawn Nixon talked about this yesterday. You know, they beat them in the opener in Brazil last year. They obviously ended their season in the playoff game. How does that, if any, sort of motivation or revenge or whatever word you want to use there, how does that manifest itself on a week like this? Because this is a big game. It's Monday Night Football, blah-de-blah-de-blah. But it ain't going to decide whether or not you make the Super Bowl or advance in the playoffs. How does that factor in for players this week? Does it at all?
This is a big – it does, and I would disagree with you. I think this will have a big impact. I think this game is big as far as whether or not they're going to – is it going to win them a postseason game? No. But it could put them in a position they can't lose one. And you know I've always been a big advocate of that number one seed. You know I love that number one seed.
It's big.
I think it's very important. And I think this year, almost more so than any year, it is going to – I haven't went there yet, but I may.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a very important one seed in this. And this game
– And the Badgers are going to the game Final Four.
No, I'm not there yet.
February
this 1st, game
we do that.
This is a game and a half. This isn't just a game. This is a game and a half when you're starting to deal with tiebreakers and whatnot. So the Packers already have a tie on their docket.
They do.
Finding a way to get this one is going to be a hugely important thing for their positioning in that playoff. And if they can get to that one seed, I think it matters immensely. And that's why this is a monster game for a lot of reasons. Psychologically, probably more so than anything. But also standing-wise and playoff positioning-wise, this game will end up mattering when we look back in January.
I was talking about this with Chewy this morning. Him and Homer were the tag team on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Is this an instance, and again, I don't know if you have a specific experience, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I said to Chewy that for one game, you know, a major injury to a key piece can really galvanize your team and you can kind of overcome that loss for a week because everybody elevates their game and they're all talking about how we got to, you know, win one for the Tucker. Could that happen this week? And can you sustain that? Because the bottom line is, the Green Bay Packers are far better of a football team when they have Tucker Kraft versus when they don't.
No blank, blank. Yes, you can galvanize. I think there is a rallying piece. I have seen this and lived it. I think the Warren Sapp game with Cliffy being out and the rallying cry around that was Cliffy was back playing. But I think we rallied around what happened a year before. And there's no doubt in my mind, defensive guys were into it and calling it up and bringing that into play. And obviously the Brett Favre game after he lost his dad is the shining beacon example of what it means when everybody has rallied around a cause to help a teammate. I don't know how that's going to shake out this weekend. And is it sustainable throughout the year? It is not. But I certainly think there is something to be said about unifying and saying, win one for the Tucker, win one. Guys also want to showcase, and in Musgrave's case, I'm pretty good too. I just haven't gotten the opportunities that I've wanted. So there have been other times where guys have been sick And as a group, we've looked at it and said, why don't we rise up and do something about this so we feel good about what we're doing? And we can go out and execute. What are you smiling about over there? The old giggly squad.
I got a text back from Coach Chad from yesterday.
What did he say?
I was just reading it. He really, because I sent him the clip of us talking about him and about our sports parenting experiences. So he appreciated the kudos that you gave to Coach Chad because we enjoyed.
Okay, I'm glad you cut me off on talking about galvanizing.
I didn't cut
else.
You off. I was
you
talk.
Did.
You said I was smiling. I was listening and looking.
You had
at
a
the blank text message.
You had a blank eaten grin, and it kept distracting me. And you go, oh, just like you do. I could tell.
To admit words matter. I did not cut you off.
No, you did. You know most. Most communication is body language.
It's nonverbal.
You understand that?
I've got a hand
signal for you. That's why when you're back there crocheting or folding, if you're crocheting or folding laundry, you're basically telling me blank off. And you just flip me off right there on the video screen. I get it. So, yes, you maybe didn't say, Tausch, I got the. You did by not. Just like I can tell when something happens, your face goes white, I can tell something's bothering you. Either become a better poker player or turn your head, get out of the way when we're doing this. So, anyways,
you need to tell us about prize picks.
No. Galvanizing this weekend, yes. Sustainable for the next 9 weeks, no. Prize picks is sustainable every week, every day. It's the best way to win cash during your sports season. It doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, hockey, whatever it might be. Prize picks makes every game more exciting. And it is simple to play. Pick more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right, and you can cash in. We're not going to go over our Packers and Eagles. We'll do that on Monday. But I'm sure there's a lot of great action, both on Saturday, Sunday, and tonight. Usually there's a little Friday flex. Take a look at that. You can follow other players. You can copy their lineups in one click on the new feed tab. And you also have injury reboots, where if your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, it won't count as a loss. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI. God, you're annoying. Thank you for pulling them off the screen. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
A lot more single cam coming up from now on.
Why don't you go crochet in a basement? Why don't you go crochet in a basement?
Go boo in a bar.
Don't you feel like Wildy'd be a great crocheter?
Yeah.
Don't you just feel like that's something he'd be really good at?
Yeah.
Getting his yarn out. He's got his cats nibbling at his feet.
Big needler.
And he's sitting there crocheting with those big two.
When the girls are off to college and he needs a new hobby, that'll be.
He'll start doing his show in a rocking chair, and he's going to be crocheting while I'm waxing poetic about some injury that happened back in 2001.
The most important one seed in the history of one seeds in 2034.
And tell him that Chad Clifton story again. All right. You're doing something fun today. Is this true?
I am. I am heading over. We got a big cook-off. I'm not sure when, how all this is going to shake out. But, yes, I am going to Jones Dairy and Old T. We're going to try to win a match against the volleyball gal this afternoon. We'll see how it shakes out.
Old T and Jones Dairy Farm, a great combination. I'm going to keep smiling both at irritating you and at Chad's message. And you are going to leave, and we're going to play trivia.
Bye, Tom.
So safe travels.
See you guys.
Say hi to Kelly Sheffield for us. And Charlie Furbringer and whoever else might be participating in your cook-off at Jones Dairy Farm. Jesse, we need to play trivia. What category, what caller?
The category today, because on Monday we'll be previewing Packers-Eagles, so we're mixing it up today. It's the sports weekend preview. Looking ahead
clever.
To some stuff. Go instead of the sports weekend recap, we're going to do the sports weekend preview. Looking ahead at some events going on this weekend with no Packers game until Monday night.
Okay, so we've learned now that putting a big number on the calls is an effective way to get lots of calls and let everybody participate. I am not going 65.
I appreciate that.
Now, you said you got a 15-call jump yesterday. So that would take us down to 50. That's still too high for me. I think we should go with caller 33 because Tausch and Mac blocked for the great Ron Dane, and the two of them were chopping it up earlier. So caller 33. Caller 33 right now for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Hold on, I don't want to know what it's like when you're gone.
Oh, it's a little close to last segment trivia, but we have a first-time contestant for trivia. Time for trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Uh-oh, I took too many callers. I didn't have our music ready. Here we go.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie. All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
Let's welcome in that first-time contestant. It is Jared in Milwaukee. Jared, good morning. Welcome aboard the trivia train. First time that you've tried to play or first time you've gotten through?
First time that I've gotten through.
Okay, well, let's make it a good one. Here we go. The category is the sports weekend preview. Question number one is this. International football returns this weekend when the Atlanta Falcons and the Indianapolis Colts meet at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday in which city? Berlin, Germany, Barcelona, Spain, or Stratford-upon-Avon, England?
Berlin. Hey.
It is correct, indeed. One for one. All right, question two. With no Packers game on Sunday afternoon, fans can watch the Milwaukee Bucks at Fiserv Forum, playing host to which opponents? Oh, these are all from Texas. Is it the San Antonio Spurs, the Houston Rockets, or the Dallas Mavericks?
B, Houston Rockets.
Nice, two for two. I did not know that one. Question three, and a chance for three correct answers and four entries into the drawing. The Marquette men's basketball team plays an intriguing early season game against Indiana at a neutral site location on Sunday afternoon on ESPN and, of course, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, your home for Marquette men's basketball with Homer on his 36th year as the voice of the Golden Eagles. At which neutral site is the Marquette Indiana game being played? Is it at the United Center in Chicago, the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, or the Enterprise Center in St. Louis?
The United Center in Chicago.
Two! What a debut! You're like the Miz! We don't know what we'll do with you in the playoffs. So it turned out pretty well for him, by the way, in the playoffs.
I actually thought those questions were going to be too tricky, and I
thought they were too, but not for Jared. Jared, you got them all right, man. You got four entries into the drawing, which apparently we have to do right away.
Oh, no!
You spilled the chips! Jesse is on the floor picking up the chips for those of you not watching on video. Way to rise to the occasion there.
Stall a second.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie.
That's good.
All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
It's good, though. It's good to remind everyone what Cousin Subs has going on and what we're playing
for. Wait, are we leaving Jared on in case he wins?
Oh, yeah, live reaction in real time.
If he doesn't win, then he's going to be disappointed.
That is going to be disappointing. Last time we did this, the caller did win. Fair and square, all chips accounted for after our little snafu.
Okay.
Jared, thanks for playing.
Sorry, Jared. Great debut, though, buddy.
Congratulations to...
All right.
Yep, bye, Jared. Bill in New Berlin.
Could you be any more rude to Jared?
He had a great debut, but, you know, we're on to the next. Bill in New Berlin.
Bill in New Berlin, congratulations to you. Sir, bravo. Okay, that is Wildy and Tausch trivia.
It was messy, is what that was.
We will wrap up the week and wrap up the show with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain.
Time for Feel Good Friday. Presented and painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. I talked earlier this week about my conversation with DJ in the Saw and how much our show meant to him. So we thank him and his wife again for that. That made me feel really special, and I appreciate that. Speaking of special, one of my all-time favorite players is getting into the Packers Hall of Fame. Tremont Williams, former Tausch teammate. I've told his story before, him sitting at a game at Louisiana Tech as just an engineering student, a freshman undergrad, and looking at the corner play and saying, well, I can do this. And that launches what ends up being a very long NFL career. Just a special guy, and we're excited for him. We're excited for Earl Dotson, too, who obviously Tausch played with and was the right tackle that suffered an injury. I believe it was a back injury that led to Tausch's opportunity. So that is your Hall of Fame class for 2026. But Tremont Williams, what an incredible story. I maintain that, like, the Rookie, is that the movie that Dennis Quaid is like the pitcher that's like coaching in high school? That's a true story, too.
I love that movie.
The Tremont Williams story needs the Disney treatment. So that's our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. All right, Jesse, the full interview is now up at on the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yes, if you missed any of the conversation with Chris McIntosh, the entire interview is available on the ESPN Wisconsin app on the Varsity tab. Subscribe there. That's where we put Badger volleyball matches. You've got all of our best Badgers conversation, including the conversation with Chris McIntosh. And more importantly, it is also available on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel. So you can find it there. Watch it back, pause, play, all at your own pace. So both great options. If you missed any of the conversation, it was, 30 minutes or so? It was a lot of heavy conversation about the state of Wisconsin football.
It was. I would have liked, I think it was over at their end, but I would have liked to have had him on video. We ended up with him on the phone, but I know you did your best to make that happen. So maybe next time when he's talking about the way the Badgers had a winning record in 2026 and how everything is coming up roses again, or he's talking about new Badgers head coach Jason Eck. We'll have to wait for that for next year. That's it for us today. Jesse, great job. We will preview Packers-Eagles on Monday. We'll get you ready for that on Monday Night Football. That's it for us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.